Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. And also, Karen Kerrigan is here. Karen is our good friend and my big sister in Washington, D.C. And I call her my big sister it's a little bit of a joke, folks, because she's about a couple of generations younger than me, but she looks out for me in Washington, D.C., just like she looks out for you, too, ladies and gentlemen. Her role as the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee, Karen is an individual and her organization, pound for pound, do more for small business than anybody else that I've ever known in my life, and I'm happy to say that she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I just look great for my age, Jim.
Yeah, but I know how old you are. You're just a young pup. I have clothes older than you, Karen. But we're glad. It's good to have you back, and as always, and especially on this momentous occasion, the day after the President's State of the Union speech.
That's right. That's right. It was, there's always so much anticipation and so much media coverage and, you know, so much movement and activities around, this event. And it's always, from a small business perspective, and from my perspective being in Washington, it's, just exciting to watch and see, if the president, whether it's President Bush or former presidents, pay attention to the small business sector, and are there initiatives in there that resonate with small business? And, this speech, really outlines what the president cares about, I was happy to see that, small business and some of the measures and the agenda that we've been working on certainly were a part of his domestic agenda and priorities, for the coming year.
Well, he mentioned small business a few times. Now, I've tracked other presidents.
Uh-huh.
And have listened very hard with other presidents to see how often that they mentioned the term small business or talked about entrepreneurs or talked about, free enterprise for the little guys or anything, any kind of reference to that.
Mm-hmm.
And year after year after year, I never heard the comment, but Mr. Bush used the term small business at least a handful of times last night, but more importantly, he talked about policies that he, squinted his eyes and kind of pointed his finger a little bit and said, this is where I stake my claim, and those policies are good things for small business owners, like the tax cuts, making the tax cuts permanent. That's a big deal for small business, isn't it?
It really is, and you're right, because someone can get up, in front of Congress or have a press conference back in their home district and, talk about how they love small business, but really what matters is the policies that they're proposing and that they're advocating. And, certainly the tax relief package in terms of making that all permanent is very important for small business in terms of lowering their marginal rates, in terms of the expensing provision, the death tax, making that permanent, and then all the other, components of that tax package that affect them as individuals. I was happy to see him outline a new initiative. He talked about, Jim, health savings accounts, which,
mm-hmm.
Has been our issue for 10 years.
Exactly.
And we finally got that as part of the Medicare package.
Right.
But then he took it a step further last night and proposed that any individual who buys mm-hmm. a health savings account should be able to deduct the premiums
yes.
from their taxes, whether they itemize or not. And I think that's a very, very wise policy decision, because what that does is, it takes health insurance and it puts it in, the into the hands of the individual. And, this is the individual's responsibility. But it just gives them another incentive to buy health care.
I wish that, they showed Ted Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy, the archenemy of small business. They showed his face glowering a few times when President Bush was talking about Iraq. But I really wish they would have shown his face when George Bush made that, when he floated that new proposal to make all health. Because you know what, I would have enjoyed seeing the veins pop out in his forehead, because this is that's blasphemy to him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jim, as you know, when we first tried to get MSAs into law...
Medical savings accounts.
The medical savings accounts, and also leading up to this latest package, even previous, our whole effort to just sort of get the idea out there, Senator Ted Kennedy, I've gone head-to-head with him on this issue, and, you know, he woke up every morning and saying, this ain't going to happen, and I woke up every morning saying it was.
Yeah. And guess who won, ladies and gentlemen?
And guess who won, that's right.
The little lady from Washington, D.C., our hero, Karen Kerrigan. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the founder of, the chairman and the founder of the Small Business Survival Committee. Folks, that's sbsc.org. And boy, howdy, I know you've heard me speak of them so many times, not only when Karen is here, not only when Ray Keating is here, the chief economist for the SBSC, but just any time I get an opportunity to tell you about SBSC, I do it. Because, as I said, I sleep better at night knowing that they're in Washington, D.C., helping us and standing up for our rights. And I encourage you to check out their website, sbsc.org. I encourage you to make a contribution to them, to join the fight that they're waging up there on our behalf. And I can't think of a better place for you to spend a few bucks, really relatively few bucks, to invest, I should say, in what they do. Karen, again, On behalf of all small business owners, for what you do for us, we thank you.
Oh, great! Well, look at this is it's an honor to do what I do, and it's going to be an exciting year. You know,
well,
and actually, you know, Jim, it's our 10th anniversary this year.
I know it. Congratulations!
So it's very exciting that we're not only we'll see some advancement on the policy front for small business. But it's a political year, it's a campaign year. I mean, this is like, you know, this is like red meat year for us, you know.
Yeah.
we're not only going to celebrate 10 years, not of our institution, but of, you know, where small business has come and sort of where we're going in the future. But also there's a lot of important stuff happening this year that we want to be in the center of, and we do encourage people to check into our website at sbsc.org, because we do have a lot of exciting things we're working on for the year.
Well, and one of the things, folks, I want you to check out when you get there is you can go there to find the scorecards for how your senators and how your elected, your congressperson voted on small business issues. That's one of the most interesting things you'll ever see, is to see how the different members of Congress vote on small business issues. And it's an outstanding matrix there that'll show you all those things, and I encourage you to check it out, Karen. One of the things that I think Mr. Bush gets, I think he gets it that the 21st century is an entrepreneurial century. It is the century of the entrepreneur, and as I've been saying for a long time, I'm sure he's heard many of my broadcasts, and so. And
of course,
so,
this is where he gets his stuff from.
Exactly.
Thesis,
I saw my stuff all in his speech last night. But seriously, I mean, when you look at lowering taxes,
right?
When you look at lowering regulations, which is what he brought up again last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I say lowering, I mean, what he doesn't mean that we don't need regulations. He means that we need to make sure that they're not hurting small business owners. Lowering taxes, lowering regulations, making health care ultimately. What he didn't say, he didn't use the word. But you and I both know the word that we need to be focusing on is portable, making health care portable for individuals and small businesses, giving individuals and small businesses the same tax advantages as the big companies have gotten for 100 years, and make sure that we have lower taxes, lower regulations, and more portable health insurance. That's kind of a trifecta there, that if we can accomplish that, small business owners are going to be okay.
Right. No, it's true. I think, he's really, what he's doing in all the things he's doing, whether it's Social Security reform, whether it's the much-talked-about lifetime savings accounts, which really did not get a mention last night in his speech, or health savings accounts, is, the individual. I mean, making the individual, responsible for their savings needs, for their health care needs, but giving them incentives to do so and making it easy, for them to plan for all these important needs and events in their life. You bring up the issue of regulatory reform, and that's something we're really going to focus on this year, Jim, because, that issue, in my mind, hasn't fell off the screen of the administration, but really needs some more honing. We really need to push through some regulatory reform initiatives this year to make sure that that lessening of the burden happens. That, the agencies are still cranking out new regulations. They may be looking at what the impact will be on small business. But, there really needs to be some sanity imposed on this process. And, in particular, we would like to see, a limitation on a sunset, if you will, on how many years these regulations are allowed to stay on the books. I mean, Congress should have to review, what is on the books on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Does that really match up with the time that we're living in? For example, a lot of the workplace rules and regulations were developed in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, and, our workplaces are a lot different now. And, in mm-hmm. fact, they're hampering the ability of businesses to operate effectively and for employees, giving them the flexibility that they need to sort of meet a lot of the demands in their lifestyles.
It's just like the tax code.
Right.
I mean, so many of these things are 20th century antiquated.
Yes.
And we're in the 21st century, folks. And believe you me, when we came into this new millennium, there are a whole lot of things different about the marketplace. I mean, the fundamentals haven't changed, but the way we approach the fundamentals, how we go to work, how we organize our companies, how we deal with each other, business to business, that's changed significantly from the last century when those regulations and those tax laws were written.
Yeah, and that's that's why it's incredibly important that there needs to be some type of real effort to review the current regulatory system, to review the thousands and thousands of regulations that are on the book, and to say, look at these things are really hampering or are barriers in our 21st century economy, and they need to be changed. So that will be a big focus of ours this year, and we're looking forward to that. That's a huge undertaking, but we think it's an important one.
Hang on to that thought, Karen.
Sure.
When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to tell us who she thinks has the best chance of beating Mr. Bush on the Democrat side this year. Tintel, stay with us. Back at 7-2, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, an original member of the Brain Trust and almost an original member of the show. We've already had our sixth anniversary of her first visit, ladies and gentlemen. And so there are not too many people who fit in that category. And folks, I told you that she lives, eats, and breathes small business. And one morning she woke up and she said, you know what, I think women need to be a little more represented as entrepreneurs, and she formed an organization called We Inc., Women Entrepreneurs Inc. And Karen, I want you to tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's going strong, as women business owners are. It's an organization that advocates and educates and networks. We provide networking opportunities for women business owners. Our latest project is a project that we're working with the Department of Labor, the Women's Bureau, on. It's called Flex Options for Women. And if you go to the website, we-inc.org, you can go to the Department of Labor Flex Options icon, click on. But it's a great project where we're working with mentors in the small business and in the corporate community to encourage women business owners to adapt flexible workplace policies in the workplace. So we're coming up with a whole series of best practices. We're doing monthly teleconference calls. We're doing events in the Women's Bureau's regions. We're really just looking at, what corporate America does there on the flexible, what they do to sort of implement flexible work arrangements. And we're providing women business owners with that type of information so that they can do the same. There is an extraordinary demand among today's workforce to have flexible work schedules. Mm-hmm. And as more young people are, you know, entering the workforce and graduating, they're placing a huge premium and a huge value on this type of benefit in the workforce. So we want to make sure that women business owners are prepared for this demand.
That's all part of the 21st century stuff
it
I
is.
Was talking
it really
about a while
is.
Ago. And Karen, give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. It's we-inc.org.
Check it out, folks, and support them if you can with your attention, and if you can, join the organization. It's a worthy organization. I'm very proud to be a member of We Inc. Karen, Mr. Bush did a good job with his State of the Union speech. He has some plenty of red meat, as you call it, for small business owners, and I hope small business owners were able to pay attention to that. And I mean, a lot of it was directly referencing things that are good for small business, and
right.
a lot of it wasn't. But there was a lot of meat in there for us. But what's going to be the big issue for the campaign this year, and who is the best candidate running right now, the best person running on the Democrat side, who could possibly give Mr. Bush the most run for his money?
I do believe it's Senator Kerry.
Yeah.
You know, Senator Kerry did
You mean the bloom is off Mr. Dean's rose?
You know, I really haven't heard him talk about domestic issues, and maybe because so much of, you know, sort of the sound bites have been on the war in Iraq and, you know, some of the more controversial things that he has said, you know, that have, you know, led, I guess, you know, to his, I don't know if it's his downfall. People are claiming he's dead. I'm not quite sure he is or not. But
no, I don't think he's dead.
The fact of the matter is, you know, John Kerry, you know, headed the Senate Small Business Committee on, Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship.
For a short time.
I mean, he's a reasonable guy. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We've worked with his staff on some issues. We've supported some of his capital access proposals. I mean, certainly he voted against the tax cut package. He calls it a tax cut for the rich. He has supported some innovative and technology. I mean, he could talk about these in a reasonable way where people think, oh, he would be,
right.
you know, he could be someone that I could trust as president.
Right.
And, you know, but when you do look at his record in terms of where he voted on key issues impacting small business, his record, you know, doesn't stand up
right.
to, you know, the rhetoric. However, you know, the president is deemed to be, you know, somewhat vulnerable, you know, on the jobs issue. Although, mm-hmm. if you read any of our stuff, you know, we do question those jobs figures that come
right.
out every month.
Well, not only that.
We do think they're missing all of small emerging businesses, and we just
right.
think it's, you know, we just don't think that is as strong as an issue. But, you know, I just think that, you know, he just is seen as more of the, you know, the reasonable, certainly from the Democratic perspective,
mm-hmm.
the establishment person is who they seem to be going towards now,
I haven't said that I'm giving up on Dean because I predicted he would be the nominee. But I do think you're right. I think, regardless, I think Kerry would be the most effective against Mr. Bush. Karen, we're going to have to wrap it up because we've come to the end of our visit. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, of course it is, Jim. And I enjoy it. You have a great week, okay?
You too. Thanks. Karen
right,
Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, sbsc.org. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.